From the CBS Chicago newsroom, I'm Audrina Sinclair, and here are the stories making news right now. We could learn more today about the mayor's plan to move migrant families into military-grade tents across the city. More than 13,000 migrants have arrived in Chicago since last year, and with nowhere to go, many families are being forced to sleep on floors at police stations. Others are being moved from shelter to shelter. But now city council members are considering moving migrants into large tents that could hold hundreds of people. They're supposed to be outfitted for the cold. Well, the chair of the Committee on Immigrant and Refugee Rights told us that he has questions about the where, the when, and the price tag for the tents. Our sources tell us that a few of the tents are set to go at 115th and Halsted in West Pullman, and they're big enough to house 1,400 people. We reached out to the mayor's office for information, but we did not hear back. The head of the Chicago Teachers Union is taking some heat this morning after reports revealed her son attends a private school. In a letter to union members, Stacey Davis Gates admitted her son does attend a Catholic high school. She said the lack of opportunities in neighborhood public schools forced her to choose that option. Critics note that Gates has a history of speaking out against private schools, school vouchers, and school choice programs. Today, the mayor and other local leaders are giving a major update to the Red Line Extension Project, the federal government pledging nearly $2 billion towards this, which would stretch the Red Line from 95th Street to the far south side, with stops planned at 103rd, 111th, 116th, and 130th Streets. Your forecast today, mostly cloudy and 70 degrees. From the CBS 2 Newsroom, I'm Audrina Sinclair.